Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Forged from the fires that created a long-lost brotherhood of podcasts comes the Blast Syndicate. We are made up of Focus on Metal, Inside Metal, Iron City Rocks, Mars Attacks, Metal Geeks, MSR Cast, Neckbreaker, Radioactive Metal, and Wiki Metal. We are the Blast Syndicate. Go to BlastSyndicate.com to find out more. Get blasted.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Man, reminding you that Comic Palooza 2016 is almost here. At Comic Palooza, there are literally thousands of hours of programming. You'll see your favorite celebrities, comic book creators, and authors. You'll experience crazed cosplay events, rowdy professional wrestlers, raucous roller derby girls, and so much more. Special celebrity events at this year's Comic Palooza include a cast reunion of the classic 1986 sci-fi horror favorite, Aliens, featuring Sigourney Weaver, Bill Paxton, Michael Biehn, Paul Reiser, Carrie Henn, and more. Also, the cast of the Boondock Saints will be in attendance, including Sean Patrick Flannery, David Delarocco, Clifton Collins Jr., Brian Mahoney, and of course, Walking Dead star Norman Reedus. Other celebrity guests include Underworld star Kate Beckinsale, Lenny James from The Walking Dead, Eliza Dushku from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Darth Vader himself, David Prowse, Star Trek's Walter Koenig, Sherilyn Kenyon, Cal Mitchell, Matt Hawkins and Top Cow Comics, Fear Factory, the original Incredible Hulk Lou Ferrigno, wrestling superstar Ric Flair, comic book legends John Ostrander and Adam Kubert, and beware Sharknado's is Tara Reid. And of course, me, Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Man and podcaster extraordinaire. Be sure to follow Comic Palooza on social media, on Twitter at Comic Palooza, Instagram at Houston Comic Palooza, and like us on Facebook to keep up with our amazing guest announcements. Don't miss Comic Palooza 2016 at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, June 17th through June 19th. Get your passes today. Head over to www.comicpalooza.com for all the details.
Captain America balls.
Captain America balls? No, that's America.
It's America. America. Damn it.
American balls.
Or we can say giant man balls.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't want to say.
Those are huge balls.
So let's decide now, how spoilery are we going to be?
We're
going to
spoil the fuck out of it.
Okay. Completely.
It's been almost a week.
Yeah, okay. Everyone else has been spoiling the shit out of it. Why shouldn't we?
So yeah, welcome to the spoiler-filled episode of Metal Geeks Podcast. This is episode number 102, and we are going to fondle the giant man's balls or something
like
that.
Or get crushed in them.
Or get crushed by them. That's right.
I can imagine if he fell with his nuts on you, you'd die. That's just how it goes.
So, are we going to just jump right into it then? Want to say who we are first?
Yeah, let's do that first.
Let's do our intros. Why don't we introduce each other? Like, you introduce me, I'll introduce you, and vice versa.
Wow, this sounds like a fuck show ready.
It's going to be a disaster. Sitting to my right is George Tripsis.
Woo-woo! So you want me to do Dave, or you want me to introduce you?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, well, I'll introduce Kerry, since I'm looking at you. Kerry, the head main geek of our show, Kerry Gordon.
That's right.
Also known as the Metal Geek.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Funded Kickstarter.
That's right. Whoop, whoop.
We'll get to that.
Well, we're trying to. we're working hard.
And sitting across from me, it's the red-headed Viking. The most metal person here, more brutal than thou, it's Dave.
Dave, the brutal Dave.
The brutal Dave. So, welcome back to the show, everyone. We've all seen Captain America Civil War.
Yes, I finally saw it.
I have one question,
night, though.
Yeah?
What's so civil about war, anyways?
Nothing at the end of that movie, because nothing was fucking resolved anyway.
Can we all sing it now? There you go.
What the hell is he singing?
Civil War, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I don't like Guns N' Roses, so...
Can we take just a moment?
Yes, let's take a moment
and
talk about that.
Just a moment. So I know that you don't like AC/DC anyway.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No way.
I don't know what your opinion on AC/DC is. So I think I said last time that we talked about AC/DC that, like, if they come on the radio, I won't turn them off.
Right.
But I also don't own anything by AC/DC. I appreciate their place in the history of rock and heavy metal music, the influence that they've been on countless bands.
You don't have
bands.
To be so nice to them.
I don't, but I don't have a problem with them.
Yeah, he doesn't like have your distaste for them like you do.
Yeah, like they're fine. I enjoy listening to an AC/DC song, but not with Axl Rose.
Have you heard any of it
I
yet?
I did. Yes, I did. And
it sounds passable.
It was not good.
I saw it too. It was in the same key the whole time. It was just, what are you doing?
Like, it sounds like he's trying, like, I can tell he's trying to do the Brian Johnson thing. And Brian Johnson is not a good singer by any traditional sense of the term. But
it's
he
unique.
Has a very unique sound that he made work. And Axl, I think, is trying to do that and cannot do that. So... it was pretty bad. I listened to like one song. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Which song was it? Was it
I don't
TNT?
Even remember. It might have been TNT.
Yeah, because that's the one I heard. I thought it sounded okay.
Was it TNT? Might have been maybe Thunderstruck. I don't remember. I don't really remember.
We're just all going to sigh.
Yeah.
And then Guns N' Roses. Okay, moving on.
I hate Guns N' Roses.
Do you really?
I don't like Guns N' Roses.
I liked them back in the day.
I can only think... Welcome to the Jungle song maybe is passable for me to enjoy.
I really enjoyed Appetite for Destruction when it came out. I had that on cassette.
Did you have an appetite for destruction?
Apparently I did. Well, not too much of an appetite.
I like Slash. I think he's an amazing guitar player. I just can't stand Axl Rose's voice.
You seen that meme recently about how Slash views his audience? It's a picture of the audience, and you can like, and it's like his hair is like right here. It's like a little triangle you can see out of.
I've seen funny. A similar one about Dave Mustaine. And it's all ramen noodles.
There you go. That's funny.
It's true.
But no, Slash is a great guitar player. I mean, I'll give him that, but...
he was good enough for Michael Jackson. He's good enough for the rest of the world.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, he played the guitar on Beat It.
Did he? I thought that... one of the songs had
I thought
Eddie Van Halen.
That was Eddie Van Halen. Yeah.
Really? I thought it was Slash this whole entire time. Man, maybe I've been wrong this whole entire time. Who knows?
No, okay, here's some old trivia. Beastie Boys' first album. Who played guitar on that album?
Your mom? I don't know.
No, it was not my mom. She was around during that time, but it was not her.
I wouldn't know.
Do you know this?
I'm not really a Beastie Boys fan, so I
it was,
don't know.
It was just, this is the weird thing with Jeff Henneman from Slayer.
I could see that.
They're all produced by... what's his name?
Rick Rubin.
Oh,
but
okay.
But the music video for... the Beastie Boys with was it Fight for Your Right, where they're in the house, the little apartment, was not Jeff Henneman. It was Kerry King playing in the solo.
That's funny.
But he was not the guy on the album. Rest in peace, Jeff Henneman. Moving on.
Yes.
Captain America's? America.
America, goddammit.
America. So, what I'm trying to...
How about, should we go around the room and say, what did we feel about the movie? Did we like it?
Sure,
did we not like
that.
It? You start, since it's, you know, you're in the head
position.
Okay,
so we'll talk
here.
About positive things first.
You have negative things?
There's a couple of negative things.
I have a couple of negative things, too, so I'm not going to lie.
You have a couple of negative things about everything, though.
That is not true.
That's true.
That is true.
I hate you guys.
I really enjoyed the movie, even though the plot line was different, blah, blah, blah. I thought it was a well-done movie. It was a lot of fun. There was a couple of... the beginning of it was too slow for me. In the beginning of it, the action scenes were cut way too quickly. It was cut, and there was too much handheld motion shit going on.
And too much hand jerky for
too
you.
Too much
huh?
handheld shit. And when I was wherever I was watching it, it was like, I guess the theaters couldn't hold up to it because you could see the blurring in the fucking screen.
Damn! Don't go to that movie theater no more.
It was comfortable. But my eyes are not comfortable.
I guess there was a little bit of that early on.
Yeah.
But
it cleared up towards the end.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
And
it was the different
action,
Russo brother was directing, that's why.
The fight sequences were badass in this movie, though.
Every movie that the Russo brothers direct, they have a great action team.
Maybe you're right. Maybe one Russo brother directed the first part and the other guy directed the other part. They have different styles.
That's possibly what it is. I really enjoyed it. It's definitely in my top five of Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. It's not my favorite Marvel movie.
Not my favorite either.
Yeah, everyone expected it to be, and it's not my favorite.
You know what? I think here's the thing. If it had more characters, if it was further along in the Marvel Cinematic Universe where they would have more characters together, like Infinity War is supposed to be, I think I would have liked it better.
Totally made up for Age of Ultron, though.
Yeah.
Well, Age of Ultron was not a good movie, but this totally made for it.
Like I said, we've talked about Age of Ultron. It was taking out of the director's hand, mostly.
Was it?
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
Or did he just not care anymore? And said, fuck it.
But he had lots of reasons to not care anymore. because it was being taken away from him. But
I think so.
Yeah.
God, I'm sorry. I'm interpreting on Whedon is God over here. I forgot.
It's his own account. His own account of it is that he walked out of it because they were trying to take too much control away from him.
I know. I'm just giving you guys a hard time.
Don't fuck with the Whedonites. We will come door to door. And
I agree that this is one of the better Marvel movies. I don't know where I'd rank it. I didn't really think about it that way. But
I still think Winter Soldier was better.
I do too. I agree with that. That I did think of it in those terms, and Winter Soldier was a better movie.
Because out of the Captain Americas, I mean, it's better than the first, not as good as the second.
Okay, let's stop before we go further. Let's top five our Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
All of them's up to date now? Mm-hmm. Up to now?
Yeah.
So Winter Soldier for me.
Number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Winter Soldier's my favorite one.
Yeah. I say the first Avengers is my number one.
That's pretty close.
Winter Soldier is number two for me.
That's my number three is Avengers.
Okay.
So it's a Winter Soldier, Iron Man, Avengers, Civil War, and then maybe Ant-Man.
What about Guardians?
Oh yeah, Guardians. I've totally forgot. Thank you,
so
Guardians.
Six now.
Yeah, so
you're top six.
It's my top six. It's my honorable mention for top five. Will be Ant-Man.
I've never really thought about listing these, so I'm kind of making this up right now. But Winter Soldier is definitely my favorite. Followed very closely, I think, by the first Avengers movie. None of the Iron Man movies are going to go on my list, I think. I don't think... I think they're some of the weaker
Iron Man
movies.
1? Really?
Yeah.
Iron Man 1 was good, but it was not...
It's the I think it's the strongest... One of the strongest origin stories that they've ever made.
Yeah.
Plus it's the movie that made this universe happen.
It rocketed...
Like, this was the big bang of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It's true. You got to give it credit for that. It wasn't definitely not the Incredible Hulk movies.
No. That was not the big bang. That was more of like, huh?
That was like a firework.
I don't know after that.
Ant-Man? Ant-Man's in there for me.
Ant-Man was really good.
I liked Ant-Man because it was so different.
Yeah.
Different than all the other origin movies that they made. Same thing with Guardians.
Yes. Let's talk about Paul Rudd and like in Avengers. I did it.
It's Avengers 2.5.
Avengers 3. Let's call that. He has such perfect comedic like stylings. It works so great.
Oh, it was in this movie. Him and Spider-Man together.
They were great. And, the two of them. I really liked their Spider-Man. I thought
they've got it right. He is my favorite on-screen performance of Spider-Man ever.
I agree.
He's perfect.
Oh yeah.
He's the right age.
Accent was right. He was like, okay, he's definitely from Queens.
I love that moment. That right level of like I'm the youthful kind of naivete.
Yes.
But like that.
When he's geeking out while he's fighting him the whole entire time. That's the part I loved about it the most.
Always running his mouth and being, you know, kind of sarcastic. Like, all that stuff was just on.
Like, oh, dude, you're Captain America.
Yeah.
And Aunt May, she was a MILF.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Aunt May, I'd like to... Hey, MILF.
Yeah, it was Marissa Tomei, man.
Apparently it was Tony Stark.
Tony Stark was tapping that, even eating her cookies and all that stuff.
I was really pleased with the Spider-Man appearance.
Definitely a breakout character.
Really like that.
Yeah, so I'm glad they
have
him back.
It's a weird complaint that I have. Mm. I just don't think he belonged in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
The way they shoehorned him in was a little weird.
Yeah, but that's my biggest problem. Had he been established in the beginning of the movie instead of that weird flashback we got with Winter Soldier, I think it would have worked, played out better, would have had a better payoff.
Okay.
It just felt like we're building up to this great big, like, Captain America's trying to devise a plan to get out of the city, and then Iron Man's trying to find Captain America to bring him in. We're building up to this great big fight, and then all of a sudden it takes a big pause so he can go pick up this kid from Queens.
I thought that was a little bit strange from a pacing standpoint as well.
But where else could they would have fit it in?
That's what I'm saying. He should have been somewhere in the beginning. Mm. Maybe after the conference, when he's like announced that he's going to pay for all the kids and stuff like that.
Sure.
Or maybe before the conference. Maybe just have like a little like subplot thread that's web.
Now, what about that 1989 Lesson Zero Robert Downey Jr.?
I think that was Marvel's way of saying, fuck you, Robert, we can do these movies without you.
Which one do you want now? Look, we just recreated you.
You know, I heard that, like, I don't know if it's true or not, but the rumor that, like, that scene alone took, like, $10 to $20 million to make. I'm pretty sure that's a rumor.
I don't know.
But it was really good, like, de-ageifying.
They did it to, what's his name in...
Michael Douglas?
Man, yeah, Michael Douglas.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
And they could have, they didn't have to do it as well for this one, because they're sort of like, okay, it is a hologram. You know it's a hologram, you know, at one point.
Well, like, as soon as he starts, like, appears on the screen and talks to his younger self.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I was glad that that's how they did that, and it wasn't like an actual flashback, because the effect wasn't good enough to do that with.
Yeah, like, as soon as I saw it, it was like, whoa, he's young.
Yeah.
How did they do that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wait.
That is cool, though. So they have to do to make sequels to movies from the 80s is just do that now.
it's going to keep getting better and better.
Recreate actors when they're young. You know? They can still do the performance. They just have to make them look young.
I mean, they've done it in X-Men. They did it in Tron. Done it in...
It looked weird Tron, in X-Men, though.
It looked weird in Tron, too.
I feel like that, given the subject matter, that's kind of forgivable in Tron because of...
Yeah.
Because the whole thing wasn't supposed to be real. It was.
I wasn't a big fan of Uprising. It was.
Yeah,
it was Uprising, right?
I don't. Legacy.
Yeah, Uprising was like a game. I think
it was a TV show.
It didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It didn't have to be great. I just wanted to see light cycles again. Yeah. So.
Speaking of, we're gonna get this.
We'll get
there
that
earlier.
Too.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. I did see that.
It's awesome.
But anyway, back to Civil War. A couple of my biggest problem with it was pacing issues.
My biggest problem with it is probably we agree on this. I think it's the motivation for the villain was not deep enough.
I want to say that's the thing, but I feel like if I see it a second time around, I'm pretty sure that won't be the case anymore.
Yeah, I plan to go see it again this weekend on the big screen,
because that's what I can catch up to. Everyone that I have spoken to have seen it twice, and when they told me like, oh yeah, the motivation's there, you just weren't looking for it. It doesn't flow well. Like, the pacing of the motivation doesn't flow well.
I noticed something when they first captured Winter Soldier and they had him in that big, you know, container
freezing
box.
Tube?
No. Like, in the movie where they had him in that... Well, actually, they captured him.
Oh, the vice grip thing on his arm?
No, in the big box. Inside the box. The, like...
Oh, okay, yeah.
In the shield thing. Yeah.
In the shield, yes. Wherever he is.
Did you see the serial number on the box?
Yeah, I think so.
It's D23. I was like, oh, look what they did.
Yeah, that's right.
They looked D23, and they made it obvious. It was all over the shit. And I was like, that's like a subliminal like messaging to buy.
Like
their shit.
You want to be a D23
you
member.
You do. You want to buy yourself.
How much does that cost to be a year? Like $30,000 a year? $40,000?
Well, there's a free version.
No. You're talking about being a member of Club 33.
33. Oh, I'm sorry.
That is $25,000 to get in and $10,000 a year.
Huh.
If you can get through the wait list.
Yep.
Which is years and years.
Years and years.
Years of
yep.
But the platinum one, too.
D23 is the expo.
Yeah, which is the I am part of that fan club.
Yeah. Anybody can get into that. You can pay for it and you get like special perks, but
I imagine we're all in at the same level, which is
the free,
we are privileged
to buy tickets
to see the things that we could pay for.
Yes. We are privileged enough to give them more money. Yes. Is what we're privileged enough to do.
And we're just allowing the bug us about buying it.
That's right. You can buy tickets to D23 now because you haven't given us money yet. Disney.
So that was my biggest problem, was the pacing issues, and then
such
like
a love hate relationship with him right now.
The awkward. I just think the thread of Zemo's thing didn't land just right. And also, I'm fucking tired of Marvel being bitches and not killing anybody.
I was surprised that by the end of it, no one was dead. I thought
Rhodey should have died.
I thought Rhodey should have died too.
Totally,
Rhodey should have been roadkill.
Well, it just would have made. It would have made the movie more impactful, especially for Iron Man to understand his. It would have been a great character arc for Vision later,
because that would have totally changed that character when he actually
he would have realized
killed somebody.
Yeah, he would have realized, oh fuck, I'm not godlike. I can make mistakes.
I think he realized that already, but
it would have been made that much more. Like, I fucking killed somebody.
Mm-hmm. I when he hit the ground. And even from, like, some of the trailers where you see Tony over him and everything, I was like, are they going to kill Rhodes in this one? Are they going to kill War Machine? And I was a little bit surprised and maybe a little disappointed that they didn't.
It was kind of a letdown.
I like the character a great deal. He's awesome.
If you haven't read the preview for Civil War II, you might get your wish there.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
But, yeah, I felt like I thought we were going to lose at least one major character.
We should have, right?
I think we should have.
We should have.
And it's the problem with the Marvel movies is that they're so afraid to break the formula and lose a character that they can potentially make money from.
I mean, they killed Superman and Batman v Superman, quote unquote, killed.
Yeah, but everybody knows if you ever read a Superman comic, you know he can't die.
That is a spoiler. You haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen either, and I don't give a shit.
Two people here do not care.
Superman dies. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, a little bit surprised that I expected them to kill somebody. God, what else, though? I felt like, I agree with you, I think there were places where the pacing was kind of weird, that I was expecting it to leap forward, and it stopped for a while.
We haven't talked about Black Panther yet either.
Panther,
he was my favorite
was
character.
Fucking awesome. He was total badass.
Totally. And it was kind of weird. The only thing I thought was kind of weird, like how easy it was for him to, like, oh, let me take my mask off.
Yeah.
And like, I don't ever remember him being like that in the comics.
That's the weird thing. One of the things about the comic Civil War was Spider-Man coming out and telling everybody who he was, but slowly taking off.
But they couldn't do that for here if they want to make future Spider-Man movies.
Right, but they just. No, he just nonchalantly just took his mask off to, like, oh, what's up, King? Like,
it was really? Like, well, you can't do anything to me. I'm King. That's basically what he said.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, I'm King of Wakanda.
T'Challa.
He made me super excited for the Black Panther movie.
Oh, totally.
Because the actor
was
awesome.
He's a badass.
The action sequences with him were incredible. Yeah, the look looks fucking great.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm pumped for Black Panther now.
Claws come out.
Did you notice they have no problem killing fathers in Marvel movies?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I think it's a Disney thing.
No, Disney doesn't have mothers.
No, they don't mind killing fathers. They want
they
Mufasa.
They kill fathers as well.
They do.
They want the Mufasa route.
They killed Cinderella's father. He's dead at the beginning of the story. I could go on.
But I won't. Pirates of the Caribbean, they killed What's-Her-Face's dad.
What's up with Disney, like, killing off parental figures?
This is like, fuck your parents.
Because that's the impetus for the hero to take the hero's journey. We're not going to go into a whole Joseph Campbell thing here now, though. But I could.
That's a whole other episode.
Is what it
could
forces,
talk
it forces
length.
A character to make a change and go about their journey and be somewhere different.
Okay.
And then when they come back, their experiences from where they were different comes with them.
Joseph Campbell.
Yep.
So what's up?
What's up?
Good storytelling.
It's used in every iteration of Western hero stories, starting from like the Odyssey.
Yep.
So the comedic aspects of this movie were spot on.
Dude, anytime Cap Winter Soldier and Falcon were together.
That perfect. Scene in the car.
It was great.
Can you move up?
Nope. It was awesome. It was great. It was like almost like, oh, fuck, we're going to get a road trip
movie.
You
know, the Russo brothers got their start from Arrested Development and Community.
Did you see the Bluth stepladder?
I did. I heard about that.
Yeah, it was
did
cool.
Did you see Jim Rash? Was it one of the...
I did see that, yeah.
And Danny Pudi was in Winter Soldier as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Mm-hmm. He gets killed.
Mm-hmm. As S.H.I.E.L.D. agents should. Or do. Apparently, I am way behind on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so apparently the episode from this week ties into the movie.
Yes.
I have not seen it.
I mean, it doesn't tie into it, like, hardcorely, but it ties into it a little bit.
Like a just a screen, like a TV news thing?
Like, not like Winter Soldier, like, tied into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because Winter Soldier changed the whole show.
Yeah.
For what I understand, they just, like, talk about it and the events, some of the events that happen.
Okay.
Kind of.
I'll catch up to it and I'll see that.
Someone dies.
On S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Oh.
They've been saying it in the trailer for the past 2 weeks.
Wow. I'm going to have to catch up then.
Did you watch the... Oh, you don't watch The Flash. Never mind.
I have not watched it, but I recorded, though. The Kevin Smith directed episode.
Why would you watch it? It would make no sense to you.
Because Kevin Smith directed it? I've seen the pilot. Isn't that enough?
Jason Mewes is in it.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Actually, he's in it twice.
Yeah. I've heard that, too.
Oh, yeah?
On one of the Kevin Smith podcasts, he was talking about it.
I actually watched it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fan.
I will.
You're gonna watch it and not understand what the fuck's going on.
Doesn't matter. I'll have to be like one of those guys going, "Hey, what's going on? What's going on now? What's happening?
Why is he doing that?
Why are they going in that room?
How come him and Iris are not together?
Who's that guy?
Who's Iris?
Exactly. You, shut up. You read the Flash comics before. But anyway, with all my nitpicking and bitching about Civil War, I actually really enjoy it. I think it's a fun movie. Definitely garners watching more than once to get the full effect of it. And I saw it in IMAX, which I think is the best way to fucking see it.
I'm going to go see it in IMAX this weekend, I think.
It's totally... I want to see it again.
Let's go.
I would like to. I'm going out of town this weekend.
Oh, well then, fuck you.
Yeah. Maybe Sunday. I'm coming back. Mm-hmm. If you want to go Sunday.
Maybe. You just saw it, like, what, last night?
Yeah, just last night.
It's still fresh on his mind.
Yeah.
What's your come away from the movie? When you walked out of that movie, what was the first thing that popped in your mind?
How awesome it was.
Giant Man.
Giant Man was amazing.
That was cool.
Even though I knew it was coming, I was like, holy fuck.
That's another big gripe. The marketing on this movie, they ruined the whole, like, all the surprises for this movie.
Yep.
Like, I knew every surprise coming up. Lego ruined Giant Man.
No, Funko did, because they released a Giant Man figure.
I saw the Lego figurine playset in Target, and that's how I found out about it.
See, I didn't pay any attention to that stuff. So.
And then the reveal of Spider-Man in the trailer.
That was a bad move. I don't think they should have done that.
Not as much. They should have just done like a little, not even show him, just like a, like, just show like...
The web grabbing the shield.
That would have been enough.
I wouldn't have shown that either. I would have let the whole Spider-Man being in the movie as a surprise.
I would have done that as well. I could have lived with a little bit of web slinging, but that's all. But I personally, I would have done it. Nothing.
They just had to say "fuck you" to Batman and Superman.
They gave away way too much in that trailer. Even in the movie, like TV or commercial that were on like the week of, gave it away way too much too.
Oh, yeah, you see Giant Man in the trailer, in the TV spot after it premiered.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I saw it early.
Mm-hmm. When did you see it?
Friday. Okay. I didn't have a time to see it Thursday.
The best thing about the Giant Man in Spider-Man was the whole Empire Strikes Back thing.
That was pretty funny.
Great.
Oh, where he's like wrapping the web around
really
his leg.
You ever guys see that really old movie? Empire.
How old is this guy?
Like,
anyway?
How old is this kid? Oh, I love the part where like Captain America picks up on his accent. He's like, "Where are you from?" And he's like, "Queens." He's like, "Brooklyn." Yeah. I thought that was great.
That was nice.
I was like, "Oh, awesome."
Well, and I think talking about, I guess, what my takeaway was going into the movie. I fully expected Team Cap all the way. I'm with him on this one.
Did you convert?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I found myself feeling sorry for all of the characters in the course of the movie, where I'm like, this sucks that they're all mad at each other. But even when they're mad at each other, you get that stuff, you know, where Cap and Spider-Man can have a moment in the middle of it where they're cordial.
Or where was like, that? Where Hawkeye was fighting the Scarlet Witch and like, not Scarlet Witch, he was fighting Black Widow. And the Scarlet Witch like does something and knocks her out. He's like, you're pulling your punches. You're pulling your punches.
Oh, let's talk about Scarlet Witch. She was badass in this movie.
And they got her and her and Vision getting it on, huh?
That, I was like, when I saw that, I'm like, okay, are they going to go to they're going to do the Vision of Scarlet Witch when they get married and shit? That'd be awesome. I'd go to that movie.
I think the
Avengers rom-com.
The makeup on this one for Vision was a little bit better than Age of Ultron, in my opinion.
They tried to humanize him a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, it looked really good.
I like how he doesn't know what the actual the stone, the gem is in his head. I thought that was cool.
And good old Thunderbolt Ross being a dick like always.
Mm-hmm. I was so hoping he'd become Red Hulk.
Not in this movie.
I know.
Next movie with Hulk in it.
Maybe.
He'll come back and infect him or something.
Infinity War, like that. I'm sure he'll be Red Hulk.
Well, it's not going to be called Infinity War anymore.
That's right. There's two of them. Well, one's going to be Infinity War, I'm sure, but the other one will not be.
The rumor is that the first part is going to be called Secret Avengers.
Oh.
And then the second part will be called the Infinity War.
They're sort of doing Secret Avengers on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now, though.
I don't know. It's just what I've read on Reddit and other forums.
Because you know it's probably true.
Yeah, of course, because Marvel trolls that shit and leaks all their information for all the kids to find out.
That's right, they do. I've heard that.
That's how Deadpool became a movie, right?
Pretty much. Speaking of, did y'all you picked up the Blu-ray, right?
Yeah.
Have you picked it up?
I'm probably not going to, but there's a copy of it sitting at my house right now.
Oh, well,
that
there you
a
go.
Friend of ours brought over.
Have you watched it yet?
No, not yet.
We haven't watched the movie. We watched a lot of the bonus stuff. It's weird. I pre-ordered it from Best Buy, and we got it like on Saturday of last week. We tried to pop it in the Xbox. Wouldn't play. So I was like, okay. So I popped it in the PS4. Still wouldn't play. Thought about it. Movie's not out yet. So the voice from the other room thought about it. Turned off the internet, and it worked.
Yeah, because it wasn't the street date yet.
Hey, they sent it to me. I didn't steal it or anything. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I wanted to watch my damn movie. But there's like an hour and a half like making of. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's great.
All green screen.
Most of it is, yeah. All green
screen. 90% green screen.
It's so weird to see like the guy who plays Colossus is acting.
He's wearing like Kiss boots.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be that tall.
Yeah.
And,
he's tall already. He's like 6'4" and wearing Kiss boots.
It's a great movie.
It's a big motherfucker.
Love that movie. Let's go watch it now. Let's just turn the episode off and go watch it.
I enjoyed it. It was good. I'm excited to see what they do with the sequel.
I've heard X-Men Apocalypse doesn't fare so well.
Yeah.
I have not read a review, but I've heard they're not great.
The reviews I have read are kind of saying, meh.
I'll still see it in the theater, but
I don't think it's going to do well in theaters. Although the sequel is supposed to take place in the 90s.
I was about to say, 90s era X-Men? Come on.
What?
Jim Lee style?
1992.
They're all going to look like Jim Lee outfits and shit. I'm down for that.
And then we're going to get a rated R Wolverine movie?
That is true.
Yeah. So
Wasn't the last one rated R?
No.
No.
It was PG-13?
Yep.
Because the Wolverine movie, the last one, was actually really good.
I like
it. Really good. It was
the
good.
Director's
the
Japan, cut.
The yeah. one where it was okay.
The director's cut is much better.
Yeah. That's the one I saw. I didn't actually see it in the theater. I didn't see it
in the theater either.
I saw it in theaters, and then I bought the Director's Cut Blu-ray.
Director's Cut are always better. Even Daredevil movie.
Not always. I don't think always better.
Mostly.
There's a couple of movies where I'm sure it's not better. I'm like, oh, this director is just going too crazy with his art.
Blade Runner?
I have case in point for you, my friend.
Oh.
Star Wars.
Okay, the director on those are not very good. The old one.
Now,
but he's gone now.
Hang on a minute. George Lucas didn't direct Empire or Return of the Jedi.
No, but he directed Star Wars.
Yes, he did.
And New Hope.
The prequels.
The Phantom Menace, too.
He did all the prequels.
But I'm saying, technically, his director's cut is the Star Wars Special Edition. Just saying. Not
Star Wars.
Not a good director's cut.
The holiday special.
Oh, yeah. He directed that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no way.
I don't think anybody directed that.
No.
It's cocaine directed that.
Well, let's make some money. Let's put this shit on TV. Let's do it. Wow.
The cocaine and heroin directed that
so
Star Wars special.
You want to be done with Captain America?
Verdicts, final verdicts. What do y'all have to say about it?
I love the movie. I want to see it again, like, as soon as possible.
Is there anything in that movie you wish they could have done better? Or that you feel like they left out? As a comic book fan, I guess I should say.
I wish it stayed a little bit closer to what the story in the comics were.
Really? Why?
A little bit.
I felt like their version fits their universe. It told a lot more understandable version of the Civil War.
For a second. His, the catalyst of him being the reason why all this stuff happened by exploding.
Well, he blows himself up, yeah.
Yeah, it was...
But Scarlet Witch saves the people around her and then sends it up and accidentally sends it into a building, which kind of caused, like, look, you guys are fucking too much shit up. Y'all need to be put in check. That part makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, in the cinematic universe that they have built with Iron Man to this point, makes sense. Had they tried to do it too close to the comic book, I think it wouldn't make sense. And if they unveiled Spider-Man by pulling off his mask, it would ruin any future movies.
Well, I didn't want him to go that far. But,
yeah, but
you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Some of the people I hear people complain, it was nothing like the comic book.
Well, none of them have really ever been like the comic book.
They just take parts and like thematic themes of the comics and turn it into
thematic themes.
Thematic themes.
Yeah, thematic themes. comic book
that's
themes.
Sort of redundant. So, what's your takeaway? Your final.
It. Kind of re-energized my excitement for upcoming Marvel movies, because I was starting to feel a little bit of the fatigue, a little bit of the
meh.
Are we doing more of these? But I'm excited for them again.
It definitely felt fresh, man.
What's next? What's next on the docket?
Doctor Strange, right?
Doctor Strange this year, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then after that would be Spider-Man.
There's a bunch of them coming out like in 2017, isn't there?
Yep,
like
Black Panther's coming out next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so it would be Doctor Strange, Black Panther, then Spider-Man.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is coming out.
Oh, fuck, that comes out too. I forgot.
There's going to be like 4 or 5 Marvel movies in 1 year.
And Mickey
That'd
Mouse.
Be cool.
And then Mickey Mouse just keeps pulling that dollar change
We're going to be getting a Star Wars movie every year, too.
Yeah. Rogue One.
So they showed the Rogue One trailer before the movie, and I'd already seen it like 3 or 4 times, but... That was the first time seeing it on a big screen.
Yes, me too.
And I was like, this is awesome.
I'm right there with you. I saw it like, on my phone the first time. I'm like, okay, Star Wars, cool. But okay, that shot when they're running down the field and there's the AT-ATs, I was like, I'm done.
Yep.
I still don't like that line, though.
Yeah, I know you don't.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. It's just not well-written line.
It's rebellion.
When
I rebel.
When has Star Wars ever had good dialogue? Ever?
Midichlorian.
Anytime Han Solo talks, there you go.
That's only because Harrison Ford is so good that he can make that shit sound all right.
True. Did y'all see the trailer for the new Kevin Smith movie, Yoga Hosers?
I haven't.
Unfortunately,
I
did.
Okay. I really want to see it.
You do?
I do. It looks so bad but good.
I want to see it all for the wrong reasons.
The two girls in the movie, his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter, they have a band in the movie. You know what that band is called?
Yoga Hosers?
No. They have a logo on their wall. Glam Thrax. I was like, all right, you had me there.
I really think the movie would have been a lot better had he, like, 86 the whole Bratzies.
The Bratzies?
Yeah.
It's stupid but funny.
Is it funny?
Yes.
Because watching the trailer, it doesn't feel funny. I think what's funny is these, like, adolescent girls trying to understand being a teenager and working at a convenience store. That's funny.
That's Clerks.
That's what it should have been. It should have been a female, younger version of Clerks.
In Canada.
Eh?
With killer Nazi bratwurst.
No. That's the part that looks retarded.
I haven't seen any of this. I don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about.
We're going to have to watch it.
They get a weird shipment from somewhere in their convenience store because they sell hot dogs in their convenience store. And this package happens to be possessed by German Nazi meat.
Okay.
And
like it always is. It makes sense.
And one night when the moonlit hits just right, German Nazi wieners come to life and try to kill everybody. And it's up to the girls who work at the convenience store to save the day.
And Johnny Depp.
And Johnny Depp.
Got the point.
Gallipunt.
Yeah.
With a penis for a nose.
Pretty much. And Ralph Garman's in the movie is the main bad guy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Reviews on it are not great.
No. Still going to see it, though.
Are you going to go see it when he brings it on tour?
I'm debating because it's very expensive.
It's 30 bucks.
It's like 37 bucks.
Is it the same price when we went to go see him when he came and did his Q&A?
All right, fine. No, it was actually cheaper, wasn't it?
No, it was 40 bucks.
All right, fine. Maybe I'll go.
It's the exact same thing. The only reason I want to go is I just want to talk to him or see him talk again. There's no way I'm going to talk to him because when he answers one question, it takes 2 hours.
That's true. It does. We'll be there till like 2 in the morning again.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Totally cool.
Yeah, I should buy my tickets. Yeah, I'm going to buy my tickets. You just convinced me.
Okay. Well, now that I know you're going, I'll buy a ticket. I didn't want to go by myself. I didn't want to be the only person I knew there.
Maybe he'll remember us.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
He won't remember me. He might remember you.
I don't know.
He was baked out of his mind when he talked to me, so.
Was he?
Probably. I just assume he's always baked out of his mind now.
It's funny. Yeah, sure. I'll wear the Metal Geek shirt. Funny, we visited my grandmother in the hospital yesterday. We were parking. The dude's walking out, fucking toking on some weed, out right in the parking lot of the fucking hospital. I'm like, dude, can't you just wait, get away from a hospital before you do that shit?
It's medicinal, just, bro.
Nah. It was not medicinal.
Medicinal
not.
Weed. Come on, man. Don't be hating on the medicinal weed.
Let's talk about our sponsors for a second. Then we're going to get into some George Hates Metal.
Oh, no.
And we have some topics, some fun topics to discuss that I'm going to get a little irate about. So let's do it. You want to hear me be irate about our topics?
Yeah. Through our headphones?
Through our headphones. Let's do it quickly, okay? Let's put a timer on your phone.
Oh, hang on.
We have 45 seconds.
Go.
All right. Do you want to have great audio in your headphones? Yes?
Yes.
You do?
Uh-huh.
You want to go to a website where you can get free shipping and 33% off your order?
What the fuck's the internet?
The internet? It's a place where people go to talk shit about stuff. MoviePoopShoot.com. So, if you want a great pair of headphones, which I use mine every day, I have them right here. They are my... Okay, I'm just going to stop talking now. They're looking at me with the timer. I'm just going to let the timer
He's
run
not going to make it. Is what I'm looking at. No. The timer is like, nope, 25 seconds. Nope, not going to make it.
Okay, if you shut up, I could do it.
Did I shut up? I did.
Tweakedaudio.com. Go to tweakedaudio.com and put in the code Metal Geeks. Get 33% off your entire order, free shipping, and lifetime guarantee. Time?
Cool. That All was right. 49.61 seconds.
Oh, I went over.
A little.
That's what she said.
Just a little
just
over.
Just a little over. Just a tip.
Just a tip.
So, George Hates Metal, we made you watch some Morbid Angel videos earlier tonight.
Yeah, y'all did.
We did. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, what can we talk about? Shit, it was so fucking boring to listen to.
I don't understand how the fuck you can say that.
Why? It was like trudgy, boring guitar with a overly boring singer.
Nope.
The only interesting part is when the drummer was playing.
Pete Sandoval is a phenomenal drummer.
Trey Azathoth.
Trey Azathoth is
an amazing guitar player.
Yes, he is.
Hey, this is my segment. I don't think True. Y'all All get. Right. I don't think y'all get to chime in
fair
right
enough.
Now.
Go
Next
ahead.
Time you get to pick a song, a band for us to
There review. You go. I'm going to pick a rap group for the both of y'all guys to listen to. It's going to be like Limp Bizkit on drugs or something. Yeah.
Don't ever say that name again.
Something way, way worse than that, probably.
There's nothing worse than Limp Bizkit.
Oh, I have a band that's way worse than that.
Nickel Crap?
No. Primer 55.
Ooh.
Do you know who that band is?
I had their promo at one point.
I seen them live.
I actually threw it away.
I saw them live at some festival. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
So proceed with your thoughts.
Anyway, so yeah, it was really boring, and the videos were pretty bad, and they used really crappy effects from the 90s.
It was the fucking early 1990s.
Yeah, it's still
it was like 90, 91.
There
92.
Was good videos in the 90s, and that's no, definitely wasn't. Not one
back
of
then.
Them.
There weren't good metal videos back then.
No,
there was no
there
money
was no
for
budget.
Them. There was no budget for any of this.
But
shit.
Anyway, the music was boring. I will never listen to it.
They got their buddies to fucking.
Anybody who's starting
shit.
To is trying to get into metal should not start with that band.
That no, I do not agree with that.
Just slit your wrist now.
Don't, I mean, okay, maybe the last couple albums, no, but Morbid Angel got pretty bad.
It started out pretty bad, too.
No.
Dude, Altars of Madness is an amazing album.
Covenant's fucking badass.
The movie?
No. Covenant with a C, not a K.
K, what?
There was a band called Covenant, and they changed their name to be The Covenant with a K, and they turned to shit.
The K's ruin things.
Apparently.
Simpsons made a joke about that, I think. Or I was only reading it that way.
Too many K's ruin.
Because they had there's an episode of The Simpsons where there's a Christian rock band that comes to play at the church, and they're The Covenant with a K. And I'm going, did they do that on purpose?
Right.
Or
like, did Simpsons just do a death metal joke?
Yeah.
So you really did not like Morbid Angel?
Not even a little bit.
Okay, so what else?
It's not as bad as some other shit. What was that guy's voice? What was that one band player? It's a dude. It's y'all. King Diamond.
Diamond is not a one man band.
Well, I mean, the name is basically him. Like, he's a show. Basically, everyone else is second tier. Am I wrong to saying that? Because the band is named after him, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, so everyone else is second tier.
Fine.
Yeah, it's not as bad as that.
What else did we listen to? Napalm Death. What did you think about that?
We did?
Yes.
I was not paying attention to that.
Apparently he was gone by that point.
I turned my brain off, from Morbid Angel bullshit.
So Morbid Angel was one of the first death metal bands
I listened to. Yeah, me too.
And to say that the Blessed of the Sick may not be the best song to start with for Morbid Angel, but to say that Trey Azathoth is a boring guitar player, to me, says that you weren't listening to him, because the dude is anything but a boring guitar player.
And it sound muffled.
It could have been the video quality. We don't know.
Nah, I guess. I'll chalk it up to video quality, maybe.
The next song we heard was God of Emptiness,
mm-hmm.
One of my favorite songs of all fucking time.
And that sounded muffled, too. I just think it was their style of music. Muffled crap.
I think this is going to be a segment where you just have to agree to disagree, because you're wrong.
I'm never wrong, because it's my segment. I can't be wrong.
Yes, you can.
I reign supreme in this segment.
That's
here.
True. You know what it is? They do say that opinions are like assholes.
Everyone has one.
If you don't like my opinion, you're an asshole.
And they all stink.
And they all stink. Every single one.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my opinion of Morbid Angel, right? That's their name?
That is their name.
Yeah. It was morbid to listen to it. Carrie just wants to jump over this table and punch my lights out.
You know I'm already upset about other shit. So you're just like pushing my buttons now.
Just putting light in the fire is what I'm doing.
What are you upset about, Carrie?
So like I said earlier, I have a love-hate relationship with Disney right now because...
Why? Because they make all these great movies?
Because they... Well, that. Speaking of, I saw The Jungle Book.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I loved that movie. It was great.
See, how can you hate Disney then?
And I also saw Zootopia.
Zootopia was great.
It's one of the better talking animal movies I've seen.
It surprised me how great it was.
Didn't it feel like you watched like a shitload of like movies about like, with a whole bunch of issues and it made sense?
Yeah.
Like they were talking about a lot in that one movie.
Oh yeah, they were.
And it didn't feel overbearing?
Yeah, they did it without being heavy-handed and preachy. They just got the point across and then it's like...
It slapped you once and that was it.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, check this out. You're like, what the fuck?
And then in Jungle Book, did you...
Racism, what?
In Jungle Book, did you feel like the Christopher Walken song was a little bit forced?
But you warned me about it, so I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
So it was a little weird.
It totally takes you out of the movie, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Because the Bear Necessities, it flows right into that song, because he's already kind of humming along, and he teaches the kid to sing the song. Here... King Louie is having a conversation with Mowgli and then breaks out in song. It just feels a little weird. Had they saved that song for the credits, I think it would have been great.
They reused it in the credits too. So.
Yeah, they did. I love the credit sequence that they did with the book.
Oh yeah, that was actually really good.
Yeah, it's cool. A very inventive way.
It was a great looking movie too. I mean, that kid carried that whole movie.
There's some lines I wish they would have had him redo.
Mm-hmm.
There were some lines that he said that I was like, well, that seems like he's not really talking to anyone.
Yeah.
But he really wasn't to his advantage.
How old is the kid in it? How old is Mowgli?
Like 11 or 12.
Yeah, like really 10 or 11 maybe.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
There's no other humans in it.
We'll probably take the kids to see it here pretty soon. But
it's really good. It's very enjoyable.
I don't think it's too scary for kids, do you?
No, not at all.
There might be a couple, like...
I mean, there's a couple of, like, jump-out moments, like, where the... Was it Shakira? Not Shakira.
Not Shakira.
What the hell's the line? Shere Khan. Thank you.
Shakira. Shakira was in Zootopia.
That's right.
Are you maybe talking about Ka, the snake?
She wasn't really scared. For me, it was, because I don't like snakes, and if I was in that situation, I would have been dead. Like, I would not survive. You know, I would have, like, had a heart attack and fell off the tree.
But you know the movie I did see? I saw Keanu.
I liked Keanu.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was freaking funny.
Yeah, if you're a fan
Speaking of being eaten by snakes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, if you are a Key and Peele fan, this movie is hilarious.
Wordness to the turdness.
It was really good. It was a little predictable, but, you know.
It's Key and Peele, so. It's really like one of their segments that they do.
It just felt like a long skit.
Yeah, really long skit.
We're usually filmed like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, really great cinematography.
I think they used the same production team, if I'm not mistaken.
They're like, oh, we're show's over? Let's just go film some movies now real quick. We got a weekend?
It was an entertaining movie, and the cat was, like, stupid adorable.
It was.
And anyway, you were saying you're angry with Disney, so...
So my anger from Disney is from the announcement yesterday that they canceled Disney Infinity. They actually stopped doing all kinds of video games. So what does that mean?
Disney
will not be publishing its own video games anymore.
No more Disney.
Oh. They're going to be licensing it out from now on, all of it.
That must suck for you. You were highly invested in the Infinity stuff.
I was. I am.
And still? You still going to buy them? Knowing what you know?
I bought one the day before they fucking told me this shit.
Oh, I bet that would be... That's a bit bittersweet right there, isn't it?
There's two more sets coming out, but there was a list of like stuff that they were working on. And I'm like, what the fuck, guys?
That means like a shitload of people lost their jobs, I can imagine.
Yes. Like 300 people, I think, lost their jobs.
Fuck.
It's true.
Hope they got good severance pay.
So there was supposed to be, in 2017, it was supposed to be a Disney Infinity 4 that was going to put more Marvel and Star Wars and a bunch of different movies into it.
Couldn't have waited till they got an Indiana Jones character, huh?
And we never got a Goofy. We never got a Pluto. Pluto
really?
Didn't do much.
There's never a Goofy?
Never a Goofy.
I figured that would be like series one.
I know. There was a Donald Duck. There was a Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. Never a Goofy. Never like a Pete or a Minnie Mouse or anything like that.
Yeah, sexist.
That's right.
Sexist Mickey.
Hashtag, where's Minnie?
Hashtag, where the fuck is Minnie? Ha ha. But I don't know.
Yeah, I can imagine you being upset about that. Now knowing that, do you think Lego Dimensions is possibly doomed?
Is this model of video game unsustainable?
Yes.
It didn't work for Skylanders.
For a while it did.
Same thing with Disney Infinity. It worked for 3 volumes, apparently. And now I'm like, nah, we're losing money on this. Let's cut it.
Let's just pull the cord.
Yeah.
It's
dying on us is what they're doing.
I don't know, man. It's just frustrating. I mean, okay, so Lego Dimensions. Here's my thing about it. You could buy a Lego, like the last Lego Avengers game that came out.
It's $30 for a level, right?
Well, no, I'm talking about the full game, which comes out at 60 originally, but you can always get them cheaper after a while. You get 100 something characters in that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lego Dimensions, you have to pay for every character.
Right.
But
same thing with Disney Infinity.
Yeah. But it's cool, though. I mean, the combination of different, you know, properties with Lego was always really cool. If they play their cards right, I think it'll last a little bit longer, but...
I think it's just like a doomed thing to happen.
Ooh, a Doom level would be awesome.
There you go.
Speaking of, what comes out tomorrow?
Or technically tonight in a couple
tonight,
of hours.
If we get out of here quick, I'm going and picking mine up, so...
Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, he's telling you bitches better stop fucking talking. I want my game.
I am picking up Doom tomorrow myself. I'm looking forward to that.
Those are not my kind of games, no. So I will not be picking it up. I will watch people play it, but I won't be playing it. I have too many games to play through.
He's a Doom voyeur.
There you go. I have too many games to play. I recently purchased Uncharted 4.
I recently did too.
And so whenever I make time to actually open the seal on the Uncharted 4,
you should.
I would like to play it.
I had to stop playing it earlier because I don't want to be spoiled by anything.
Yeah, I was telling you, like, I don't want to ruin it for me. It's pretty much like watching a movie anyway when you play the game.
Maybe not even an hour into it. There hasn't been that much gameplay yet. It's all been like set up and exposition and all that kind of stuff, which is fine.
Yeah.
But did you just fart?
No, that was the thing on the ground.
Sure.
I wish I farted. That'd be funny.
He's like, wait, what?
I've never played any of the Uncharted games.
Oh, you'd like it.
PS4, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, you totally should.
So I want to get the collection.
Yeah, it's
that
like
just
$20 at Best Buy this week.
Yeah,
or if you have the gamer $15.99. Yeah, $15.99.
Definitely worth picking up.
You can use Gary's card or mine.
Yeah. Definitely. Just give him my phone number.
Give me your points.
Seriously, no. Give him my phone number.
It's not points. No. You get 20% off.
Okay.
Yeah. Just go up there. Give him my phone number and confirm that's my address, and you got the discount.
Okay.
That's all I got to do.
Boom.
Boom.
And then
they will never know unless I listen to this episode.
They probably don't listen.
Best Buy Corporate don't listen to this episode.
Best Buy Corporate don't know.
They would have been on to you a long time ago. It's like, we need to stop sending this guy gift cards.
Cheap as a gamer, my friend. That's where I get all the deals. So, ABC, speaking of cancellations, they canceled...
More first, Disney stuff,
more
huh?
Disney cancellations. A lot of shit got canceled. After
Disney was just doing hack and slash with their shit recently.
they did, for real, man. It's crazy. So, we knew Agent Carter was maybe not coming back, but it's confirmed.
Well, she mentioned that she wasn't coming back last year.
Right, but they could have done, like, one-off, you know...
Like a whole season of Agent Carter without Agent Carter?
No. They couldn't do without Agent Carter. But, so they did pull the trigger, finally. Cancellation of Agent Carter. Maybe... I mean, there were some plot lines that needed to clear up. Maybe they could finish it in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Maybe.
It's the only way to really do it.
Well, Most Wanted's not going to make it to screen after all.
Which one?
Their spinoff show of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, it's not?
As far as I know, it's not going to make
it.
Dead
in the water?
Yeah, it's not going into development.
Did not know that. What else got canceled? The Muppets, which I tried to get into. I'm a Muppets fan, but it was just...
It was okay. The jokes in it were great, but it was good in small spurts.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I never watched any of it, and I am a Muppets fan.
The Dave Grohl thing was great, though.
Yes, it was. Castle got canceled.
I did see that. That was pretty good.
So no more Castle, no more Nathan Fillion on your
weekly TV. Well, his docket's full anyway. Like, he's getting picked up to do the Booster Gold movie, and then. He has a role, a talking role in Guardians.
That is true. I don't think he'll ever be out of work.
No. And I think they're trying to get him for Green Lantern for Justice League.
Isn't it funny? Did you ever watch that show back in the day, Two Guys and a Girl in a Pizza Place?
No.
Not really.
In the 90s? It was,
I remember the show, but I never watched it.
I'd never heard of this show.
Really? It was Ryan Reynolds and Nathan Fillion was on the show for a long time.
Nope, never heard of it, not even once.
You're the only two guys from that show that actually are still around.
Both superheroes.
I don't even remember the other guy's name that was on the show. But go watch it, like an episode on like YouTube. I'm sure it's out there.
Is it funny?
Yeah, it was.
Is it
maybe like, back in the day it was.
Like Three's Company funny?
I haven't watched it in a long time. It was like early 90s stuff, you know?
So sitcom-y.
You know what else got canceled? I hate to say this to you, Dave. Gallivant.
Damn.
On the list.
I mean, I was surprised it made a second one.
I did too.
I was a little bit surprised too. Actually, that's all on my DVR, and I haven't watched the second season of it. But
you're
first
the reason
season,
why it got canceled.
But it's on my DVR. It got watched.
But you didn't watch
sure,
it.
That counts, right?
So it counts. But so I didn't watch the second season, so I don't have any opinion on how that went. But the first season of Gallivant was fucking hilarious. It was gold. I loved that. So that's disappointing.
Never watched it.
It's really funny.
I should give it a shot.
You
but
should, because like everything about it tells you this is dumb. I'm not gonna like this, and you're wrong. Like it's so well done. The songs, like, because you're like, I'm not gonna watch a musical comedy about a fairy tale story. Yeah, you need to, because you didn't know
what you were missing.
It's all so tongue in cheek, and they make fun of all of the tropes, and everybody in the show is a joke. The cameos are hilarious.
Maybe Netflix will pick it up or something.
Maybe.
they're trying to pick up Supergirl is moving from CBS to CW, which it's probably where it needs to be, right?
Yeah, it would make sense. It'd be easier to cross promote episodes like they did with The Flash, which was a great episode that Kevin Smith directed. It would the Kevin Smith episode was good, just not great because there's a zombie in the episode that was like kind of like a throwaway stuff. But there's some genuine good moments in the episode.
I don't know what's going on in The Flash, but I will see it.
Maybe you should watch The Flash before you watch it.
I'm going to watch a season and a half just to catch up to one episode.
Do that.
Eventually.
It would turn you into a fan.
No, I want to be a fan. Yeah, I do. Fine.
Nope. It's just going to shit all over it like you shit all over seasons 1 through 3 about Arrow.
Now that I'll fight you on, because Arrow is still not good.
This season is horrible, but seasons prior to, pretty decent.
This show's decent.
It's pretty decent. It's a lot better than Gotham, and Gotham's shit.
I still watch that show.
Exactly.
I'm not caught up, but I'm still watching it.
I don't care who I offend by saying Gotham is shit.
I still watch it Once Upon a Time, and that show was pretty shitty, too.
You have no caliber for good shit here, then.
But once I start watching something, I'm in for the long haul. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I don't just give up. What'd you say? Except for Arrow.
Yeah, which you never watched.
I've watched a few episodes here and there.
Here and there.
Here and there. More often there than here. All right, so what do you want to talk about next? Let's talk about some music stuff.
What do you got on the docket, man?
Did you hear about they're going to resurrect Ozzfest?
I thought I saw that today.
Hey, man, he has to pay for that divorce.
Apparently. There's a press conference today, and Ozzy gets introduced by Sharon Osbourne. I'm like, okay, that's so awkward. Okay, I'm divorcing my wife, but she's still my manager.
Oh, really? She's still staying as his manager?
Yeah.
Weird. So why get a divorce?
I don't know. Nobody knows why. It just happened. So then, remember that song, Mama, I'm Coming Home? Now it's Mama, I'm Not Coming Home.
So is he calling his wife Mama in that scenario?
I'm sure he does.
That's weird.
She's weird.
That whole family.
The whole family is weird.
How long now with this development until Ozzy is dead?
Are we taking a Deadpool now?
You're such a morbid person.
Are we doing a Deadpool on Ozzy now?
I guess.
3 years.
Three years? Okay. I don't have a number in mind yet, but it's the question I've been asking.
He's going to relapse and...
What if he dies on the on Ozfest tour? Is he performing?
Yeah.
Shut up, for real?
It's a one-day show, so check this out, right? There's 2 days. One, the first day is Ozfest, and here's the bands performing. I'm going to start from the bands from the bottom, which
I don't
know. Do
we have to say every band?
Yes.
The Shrine. still can't read the logo. Rebel. Nails.
What Rubber
the fuck is Nails doing on Ozfest?
Rubber Nails?
No, this band Nails. They're like underground fucking black metal.
That Nails. Okay.
That Nails. I'm like, really? Cataclysm, Dead Cross, we've never heard of. Huntress, Goat Whore, Rival Sons, Municipal Waste, Devil Driver, Hatebreed.
I've heard of that name, man.
Which one?
Devil Driver and Hatebreed.
Well, yeah. Of course you have.
I know that one song, Now Is the Time by Hatebreed. That's the only song I know.
I've heard songs before. I'm not a big fan of them. But I do like Jamie Josta's podcast.
Say that again.
I like Jamie Josta's podcast.
Never mind.
Not it?
What?
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 Who?
What?
When? Who else is playing the show, Carrie?
Children of Boredom, Black Label Society, Opeth, Megadeth, Disturbed, and Black Sabbath. And that's the Ozfest version, right?
Man, Disturbed must be the coolest band there. Said no one.
Thank you. I was about to say, if you really feel that way. Here's the lineup for the next show. This is all the Knotfest, the Slipknot version. Morbid Angel. I'm joking. They're not playing.
I was like, they're playing twice?
Death Angel. Not Morbid Angel, but Death Angel.
It's the retarded sister of Morbid Angel.
No, fuck you. No. This angel's amazing.
I don't know who they are.
Combi Christ. Man with a Mission, who I've never heard of. Butcher Babies. Sucks. I think I've seen them before.
Is that a real? So I have, so far, this is the Slipknot side. I'm completely unsurprised by this shitty lineup.
Overkill?
Meh.
Okay, there are three bands I do not like. Immure, Whitechapel, Suicide Silence. Here's some good bands, though. Sabaton.
Okay.
Trivium.
Hey, Anthrax, I like Trivium.
Trivium's all right.
Anthrax, Amon Amarth, Slayer, and then Slipknot.
Oh, so their headlinings are good.
Well, it's their own show, so of course they're headlining.
No, like the bigger names, like the headliners.
Yeah.
Like the main stage band, I imagine, is what they are.
Which one?
This is Not Fest you're talking about, right?
Right.
So
K-N-O-T.
Yeah. So I imagine the bigger name bands will be on the main stage and all the shitty bands will be on the second stage.
Probably. You're probably right. But did you hear about this Houston Open Air they announced today?
You sent me a link today.
Did you read any about it? Full announcement's coming next week, so we'll probably talk about it more, but they announced like four or five bands that will be playing it.
So it's like the metal version of like of Free Press?
I think so. That's probably what it is. It's done by the same group that does a bunch of other big metal fests in America now. So they announced like Deftones, I know Slayer is going to be on it. And they announced Alice in Chains. Who else did they announce?
Disturbed, maybe, or something like that.
So I have a feeling that some of the... If Slayer is playing, I'm sure Megadeth will play. And then Anthrax will play. And then Death Angel will play. Because they're all on that... Those three bands are touring together.
Your press magic so I can take pictures.
I will try. I'm trying to find the actual... Oh, guess... Did you see who's reuniting for a show in Chicago? The Misfits.
Oh, yeah.
The original Misfits with Danzig, Jerry Only, and Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein. That's his real name. Don't look at me like that.
No judgment.
All right, good. Because that's his name. Isn't that weird?
Not really. He probably changed it.
Do you think we need a big open-air festival like that here in Houston?
Not during the summer.
It's in September. It's still going to be hot as balls.
It's at the end of summer.
Yeah, it'll still be hot as hell, though. It's at the NRG.
I bet you it would feel okay.
It's at the NRG parking lot, basically.
Yeah, it's exactly where they do Free Press.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or wait. Yeah, this is where they do Free Press Summerfest.
Okay.
It's okay.
Near where my grandmother stays, we could actually... There's a Target across the street on Main, hanging out in the parking lot, listen to the bands for free.
You could do that.
You could. That's my money saving tip for you of the day.
But it's not really the same that like seeing the band.
No, it's not.
And then it'll be all echoey and distorted. It'll
probably be echoey and distorted when you're there too.
That's true.
Because outdoor shows don't sound great.
Well, I don't know. I've been to a few outdoor shows that were pretty good. Maybe.
But
Tattoo of the Earth sounded great. I saw Slayer there.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago and I was a newbie into concerts, so I could have been overwhelmed with how awesome everything was.
Because Slayer right now is touring with Anthrax and Death Angel, but no Houston date. So I'm thinking maybe this is their Houston date. Well, it's earlier in the summer for their tour, so.
Mm.
But you never know.
You get to see Anthrax again.
Yeah.
You going to go?
To which one?
The open air show?
If they play, probably.
Even if Anthrax doesn't show, are you going to go?
Maybe not.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to see Alice in Chains.
Deters you from going.
Yeah, really the only thing that's really kind of drawing me to this right now is Alice in Chains because I've never gotten to see them. And I love Alice in Chains. I love new Alice in Chains.
Me too.
I think the stuff that they've done recently is excellent.
Yeah, it's almost as good as the old stuff.
So that's kind of a draw to me just because I'd like to see them, but... I feel like everything else that's there that I would want to see, I either have or could catch somewhere else in a not hot as balls parking lot
situation. Avenged Sevenfold of the band I was thinking of.
Yeah. Don't care. And that's the other part of it is there's enough shit so far on this list that I'm like I don't want to wait through all that crap. Yeah.
Deftones. I'm not a big Deftones fan either.
At all.
I haven't listened to their new album, but I listened to one song and I'm like, nah.
I heard a song today when I was at lunch. It was on Spotify's like new metal releases playlist.
Yeah?
Like, eh.
Meh.
Meh.
I used to like Deftones a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the same company that did, they do Rock on the Range, Carolina Rebellion. They always have, you know, I'm sure Hatebreed will be on it. All these type of bands are going to be on it. So, I mean, it'll be fun, but I don't know.
Right on.
Who's the headliner can they get? Who's the big headliner? Because, no offense, the Slayer is probably the biggest band they have there now.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sevenfold, probably people like them, but Deftones.
You don't like Avenged Sevenfold.
I do not like Avenged Sevenfold at all.
I can't tell you a single song. I probably have heard it, but I can't think of it.
I mean, what band would they have to get to really make it worthwhile besides Alice in Chains? Like, that's a big headliner band.
For me, I don't care. I just want to go take pictures.
I don't know. Because, like I said, it's not... Alice in Chains is kind of a draw for me, like I said, but it's all of the stuff I don't want to go listen to in the heat outside. It's more like that's the stuff that's keeping me away from it than they can entice me in
like
with.
Judas Priest or a band like that?
I feel like even with... I feel like Judas Priest is still active enough that I could catch them another time with better bands.
They haven't been here in a while, though. Which is true. They played like San Antonio recently, but not here.
I'm probably not going to this thing. What I'm getting at.
Amon Amarth played in the daytime.
No.
Isn't that making you excited?
Who?
No.
Amon Amarth.
I mean, I just saw Amon Amarth, and the show was incredible. It was an excellent show, but I don't need to see them outside in the middle of the day. Their stage show this last time around was really cool.
Dudes fighting each other. Right?
And well, they've done that for a long time though. Part of what was really cool about it was
the big Viking ship.
This one was a Viking helmet. Hmm. The drum riser was a giant like horned Viking helmet, and then they had like a scaffolding that went up behind it, so that the band members could walk up behind there. But the part of it that was really cool to me was they had the floor-to-ceiling backdrops, and they changed it 3 or 4 times during the set, and you never saw them do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was cool.
They did it like for album type of thing?
It was the couple of them were, like, they did the Suture Rising album cover, they did the Jomsviking album cover, and then they did a couple of pieces of art that were just kind of their own thing. So
looking at the Rock on the Range website, these are some of the bands that we are going to look forward to probably here in Houston, if it's the same people that do it. So Disturbed, Shinedown, Day to Remember, Megadeth, Trivium, Seven Dust, Bullet for My Valentine, Shakira, no, it's not Shakira, Enter Shikari, Rob Zombie, Five Finger Death Punch, Ghost, Steel Panther, Clutch, Pop Evil, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Deftones they're running now, it's Pennywise. So I'm sure it's a lot of stuff.
Pennywise,
like that.
Wow. I remember seeing them in the engine room.
Yeah. The Sword, Between the Buried and Me.
Oh, cool. There's a few bands I would check out.
Looks like they do with some comedians too, which is sort of cool.
Oh, what was that festival that we had here not too long ago? That was like a music / comedic festival.
Fun Fest is Austin. Maybe we can get the Misfits to headline here. That would actually be worthwhile.
Only you could.
You
do
think
that,
they
Harry.
Can get along longer
no,
than it's going to take for them to do Chicago or wherever it is they're playing?
If they get paid enough, maybe. I don't know.
Do you it know, so that they never have to see each other until they come on stage from different sides and they never have to talk.
There's three different tour buses.
Yeah.
They're going to do the Eagles approach.
Yep,
pretty much. They have to at this point, because the only reason I'm doing it is for fucking money, because they're not doing it because they like each other. That's for damn sure.
Yep.
So not to bring up Disney again, have you guys seen the new Tron ride?
Yeah, so we are going to talk about this.
Yes, we are. This is why my love portion comes back in. So Shanghai Disney is not even open yet. It was like sneak previews and stuff like that.
I thought it was.
It's open.
It opens in June is what I saw.
I thought it was like proper open.
From what
now.
I read, it was open.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look up the actual release date. The opening date.
You're going to have to make a trip to Shanghai.
I actually was talking to somebody at work about that today. Like, anytime you guys need to go to Shanghai for work, bring me with you.
Sure, Kerry. That's really going to work out.
Yes. So, let's look up their official website. Did you, speaking of the, not speaking of just the Tron ride, but did you watch the video for that Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
Holy fuck. Pirates ride looks amazing.
Is that the one where they go through the boats while they're having a battle, a cannon battle?
Yeah. But there's, it's like there's video screens, lot more to it, though.
Oh, my God. It opens June 16th.
Absolutely.
34 days. It's not open yet.
Oh, I thought it was open.
I did, too. I thought it had been open for like a week now.
I guess there's like sneak previews or press stuff, that kind of thing.
But, so I saw the Pirates of the Caribbean video first, and there's a lot more to see in it.
Oh, yeah.
So it is definitely Pirates of the Caribbean for a new era and a new market. There's virtually nothing remaining of kind of traditional Pirates of the Caribbean, but I didn't feel like that was a problem.
It's more the movie.
All the movie. It's all. But it felt okay. Like, that seemed all right. And I think the other cool thing about it is it is the centerpiece of an entire pirates-themed land in the park.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, traditionally, in Florida, Pirates of the Caribbean is in Adventureland. And at Disneyland, it's part of New Orleans Square. And both of those kind of make sense in their own way, how it ties in. But this is in the middle of a completely pirate-themed land in Shanghai.
Very cool.
So that's pretty cool. The ride looks incredible. The effects look crazy. I hope that they look as good in person as they looked in that video.
What I understand, the Shanghai Disney Park is like 50% is owned by the government of China.
That is correct. That's what I've heard.
That doesn't surprise me at all. So that looked really cool. They did the restaurant inside the ride thing for it, which I like. That's cool.
It's Barbossa's like barbecue or something.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I didn't know what the restaurant was.
Barbossa's barbecue.
It's Blue Bayou at Disneyland. They don't have that in Florida, which is one of the things I miss about the one in Florida, is that there's no restaurant inside of it.
Mm.
While we're speaking of Disney parks, I wanted to give a shout out to a listener of the show. His name is Derek Tatum, and he posted on our wall right after our last episode, "This podcast is insane. Within 15 minutes, I heard a discussion about Eason in Disney parks."
Only here.
Only here, guys. That's right. So,
but anyway, y'all watched the video with the Tron ride, right?
Yes.
I did. It looks freaking awesome.
It looks cool, but you can't really make out anything from the video.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about that one, too. I had trouble making out a lot of what was going on.
It felt really short.
That's what I thought. I was like this ride is like
almost a minute.
A minute long.
Yeah.
But
I really don't know. I mean, I imagine
the wait for that ride is going to be like 6 hours long, too.
pretty much.
And it's jamming out the Tron soundtrack the whole entire time.
Yeah, it is. The Daft Punk Tron soundtrack. So you could see the way that you get onto the vehicle.
It's very much like you ride a motorcycle.
But how are you strapped on? How do they make sure you don't fall out?
It closes over your back somehow.
That's so weird.
It is weird. I don't quite understand how that works, but when they announced this ride like months ago, I saw they had like a demonstration of the ride vehicle where you mount it like a motorcycle and something closes over the back of you.
Mm.
And I don't understand how that works.
Right. Maybe you just sit in deep enough to where when it closes over you, you're kind of like in an enclosure.
Maybe.
I really want to see a close-up picture of how that works.
I also wonder, the other thing I thought when I saw that is, does that, basically, would this ride work in the United States with American Disabilities Act kind of regulations and stuff, because
probably
it
not.
Looked to me like there's probably a lot of people who would have trouble fitting into this thing. And
trying to say heavy people?
No, I'm not. I'm saying all kinds of people with mobility problems or whatever.
Yeah. You have to be able to stand up and get your leg over.
Yeah.
And be able to hold yourself.
So
otherwise you're going to be looking down the whole entire time.
Yeah.
The light show that you pass through while you're getting ready to get on the coaster looks cool, but it does seem incredibly short.
Yeah, it does. It does. I've seen, like, you know, a couple different ride-through vehicles or ride-through videos of it.
I watched one.
I've only seen one.
I've seen, like, a point-of-view one as well, so...
The only one I've seen was the POV one.
Oh, really?
But he was all the way in the back.
And the camera was kind of, like...
Offset? Off, like, he has a GoPro on his head or something.
And it's off to the side a little bit.
And it's funny to hear people, like, scream fucking Chinese.
That was one of the things about the Pirates of the Caribbean... walk, like, ride through. It's like, I don't understand anything any of these people are saying. And it's like, that's what it's like when they come here and go to Disney World.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, because the announcements are all in Chinese.
Yeah.
Were the attraction in Chinese too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like all of the
words and stuff.
Like they had the skull overhead that talks to you as you're entering, and it was speaking Chinese, and Jack Sparrow's, all of his stuff was in Chinese, and
Did you see Davy Jones? Did they have English subtitles at least?
I don't know where you would put subtitles.
I don't know. Maybe you'll get like special headphones to where it translates for you. I don't know.
But if they do their job right, you don't need to actually understand what's going on.
Yeah.
You see it visually. Did you see the video on that one yet?
No, I have not.
We'll have to take a look at it.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
How long do you think for a popularity of that kind of ride... for it to come here to the American version of Disneyland Park?
Well, they're
for
not
what
gonna...
the Pirates,
like Pirates or the Tron ride,
because they would have to, if this Pirates ride is its own thing, they would have to completely remove the buildings that they exist in today.
They would have to create a brand new attraction building.
Well, at Disneyland, they're getting rid of the Rivers of America.
Parts of it. Just for Star Wars.
For Star Wars.
Not the whole thing. They're
Might as well just get rid of the whole thing and make it into that.
No.
There would be such outcry.
There is a lot of Disneyland purists out there that would not agree with that statement.
Well, I mean, they're already cutting the crap out of it for Star Wars.
I know it's getting close to Doom time. He's like looking into the watch.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Knew it.
But, I mean, part of it as well is... especially in Disneyland, Pirates of the Caribbean was the last attraction that Walt Disney himself actually worked on. And for that reason alone, its significance in Disney history is such, I don't think that they're ever going to get rid of it.
I'm not saying get rid of it. Maybe just add this to it.
But you can't. If you watch the video, you'll understand why you can't do that without completely rebuilding the structure.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, that sucks. It sucks that other parks have really cool stuff that you will never see unless you travel there.
But that's part of their job. So, kind of on that point, did you see some super fan, like this was like maybe a month ago at this point, 3 weeks, a month ago, some super fan hit all of the Disney parks in the world?
No.
In like, I can't remember, it was a really short time period. Basically, they had time to travel to a park, go into it, leave, travel to the next one, and they did them all in rapid succession. It was like all in less than 2 days or something crazy like that.
Around the world?
Around the world.
Did he do any rides?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That doesn't make any sense.
It's like boring. It's like, what a... I guess like...
Give me a week.
Yeah.
A week for every...
Okay, give me 2 weeks.
You might need more than that. I would say a month for every...
It takes like 2 days.
Well, and he was talking about...
There's one in France too, isn't there?
Yeah. And he was talking about doing this again once Shanghai opens and adding Shanghai. It's like, what do you do that you can...
goes and takes a picture with every...
I'm talking about professionally that you can just be like, man, fuck it. I'm going to go hit all the Disney parks.
There's a possibility I might actually get to visit a park that's not here in America sometime in the next couple of years.
Couple of years?
Mm-hmm.
Which park?
Probably Paris.
Yeah, you're going to go to Paris?
Paris.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to London.
Go to Phantom Manor.
I'm going to go to Phantom Manor.
Sweet.
I'm going to go to London, and then we're going to take the bullet train over to Paris and go to Disney.
Have you ever listened to the original audio for Phantom Manor?
Yes, I have.
Recorded by Vincent Price. It's fantastic.
There was a Vincent Price t-shirt I saw today.
It's so funny to see you totally geek out about that stuff.
Why?
The look in your voice totally changes completely.
Yeah, I'm brutal. But Disney, oh my god.
Oh my god, Disney.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is great. Y'all guys have pulled some curtains behind the joy of Disney for me, so where I get to enjoy it a little bit differently now.
So what are you guys looking forward to this summer? What's your big summer thing?
Summer thing?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, I have no idea.
I'm about to get really busy doing events, so that's going to be a lot of my summer.
I kind of want to go to Dallas Fan Expo.
We actually won't be doing that one this year because we have so much stuff before and right after it that we're like, we're going to need a week off.
And
so.
I'm really excited for Comicpalooza.
Comicpalooza. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
And but the only reason I'm biased why I'm excited because hopefully if Justin and I were making a comic book, hopefully if we meet our goal date, we're going to be able to unveil our comic book at Comicpalooza.
Are you?
Yeah. Hopefully. We're... Fingers crossed right
now.
Because
you hit your Kickstarter goal.
Yeah, we got funded last month, or this the beginning of this month, I should say, May 2nd. And, yeah, it's been an awesome, fun ride. I can't thank everybody enough. And I'm excited that we got funded, and I just want to make the book.
I even gave a little bit to your letterer. To his comic.
Oh, yeah. He got funded, too.
Yeah.
Ben Krieger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Black Suit of Death.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
It is a cool comic. I saw a little bit of it.
So let's talk about Comicpalooza. Since we are part of the Comicpalooza podcasting program, we're official charter members. Is that the word?
Charter members?
Charter members. I started it, so we're charter members.
Sure.
So we got some cool things coming up. First of all, there's going to be some panels. I guess we can start announcing these now if you want.
Yeah.
You want to?
You have the list.
Let me pull this up. Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves while I do this. Excuse me while I whip this out.
If you had to choose any Disney park you could go to, Dave, anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
I probably would say Tokyo DisneySea because I've heard such amazing things about it. And in this scenario, I'm imagining that somebody is covering the expenses for me getting there, which otherwise I probably wouldn't be doing by myself. So I would pick Tokyo DisneySea.
So. And what is that Tokyo DisneySea? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is it called
S-E-A.
That? Oh, sea. Like, is it out in the ocean? What is it?
It's on the coast.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
And surrounded by water. There's water inside.
Cool.
I don't know. It's because they want you to see everything.
Well, actually, making plans early, I might be shooting myself in the foot by saying this because it might come not true. But this Christmas, I might be taking like 2 weeks and going to London, then Paris.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Copycat.
Well, I wanted to do it last year, but I was broke. And I am now... with a more steady job that I have, I'd be able to pay off my bills and get out of a little bit more debt than I'm in. And
would you go to Disneyland Paris?
If I had time to. And or if I saw...
You'd be called Euro Disney?
If I seen everything I needed to see first before going, then yeah. Because there are definitely touristy things in Paris that I would like to see first before even thinking about going to a Disney park. But I would go to a Disney park if I had the time to.
Apparently, there's two parks there. There's a Hollywood, or what do they call it there? Some like a studios, like Disney Studios.
Like the Hollywood Studios in California?
Yeah, but apparently it's not as good.
Oh.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So. Apparently, you can see it like in half a day and you're done. So
cool.
So back to Comicpalooza. We are going to have a couple of different panels. So on Saturday, June 18th at, I'll pull up the time here, 2:30 p.m., we are going to be part of the panel called Podcasting 104, The Business of Podcasting.
Woo.
Like we have any business to be there, but...
I wasn't going to be the one to say it, but...
We have a sponsor, though, right?
It's true.
And we consider ourselves pro-fucking-fessional.
Maybe? Pro-fesh to the now.
That's right. So, podcast included on this panel is going to be, of course, ISO Comics with Ming Chen. He's going to be involved. Metal Geeks, Nerd Foo, Comical Podcast, and Reality Check with Craig Price.
So maybe if we sit there and listen, we'll get some really good tips.
Especially from Nerd Foo, how to get all the free stuff to give away.
And maybe we'll, you know, become even better professionals.
That's right. So everybody's on this panel has had some kind of, you know, success with their shows, and, you know, they make a little bit of money, or, you know, they... consider this to be more than just a hobby. So that's why, you know, I wanted this cool group of people to get together and talk about podcasting.
Yeah, Ming Chen, he just happened to know someone famous, so...
Yeah, maybe.
That helps a lot.
Did you hear Ming Chen on the commercial earlier today?
No, I didn't.
All right. You'll hear it on this episode. So, let's see. Sunday, June 19th, we are going to be doing at 11:30 a.m. This is all in the MicroSearch panel room, the Metal Geeks Live podcast. So we're going to talk about what we did over the weekend, what we saw, who we've talked to.
We're going to be recording live with an audience.
Taking some questions, giving away some shit.
Yeah. So people
come out.
Remember,
free shit. Come out.
Come out for the free shit. And see us make an ass out of ourselves.
That's right.
Have people stump us with trivia questions again.
Yes.
Yes, like last time.
If you stump us with trivia questions, you might win some free stuff. Like you did.
Maybe.
I don't remember. What was the question we got stumped on last year?
I don't know, but it was a guy from another podcast won.
It was an old friend of mine, actually, that won.
Really? I thought it was the guy that... God, which podcast that I thought won? Mark Neisser's...
No. So
Trust Me, I'm a Jedi podcast.
On the panel is going to be Kerry Gordon, the Metal Geek, George Tripsis, and Brutal Dave Armor.
George Tripsis, the one who doesn't... The one who does not have a nickname.
The one who should not be named a nickname.
It's one without a name, George Tripsis.
But I'm looking forward to Comic Palooza. Who's the guest coming that you're really excited to see? The one guest. Are the five the top five? Even though we don't do top fives on this show, but we've already done them.
You go first, Dave. I can't say that because you haven't announced it yet. Shit. Never mind. I'll shut my mouth.
Please do.
Yeah, fuck. Damn it. Well, that person, the group of people you mentioned, those are the people who are probably on top of my list. Because they basically, I grew up with their shit.
Yes.
And then Ripley.
I know what you're talking
about. We'll talk about that
later. Okay.
I more than likely, what's her face? Ripley.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver, thank you. I had a brain fart.
If you call her what's her face, she's probably not going to want to talk to you.
Yeah, she will.
Hey, what's your
face?
Wait in line
and then get up to the front and be like, hey, you're what's your face?
Hey, what's your face? You're in that one movie, right? Ghostbusters?
I loved you in that rom-com you were in.
Yeah.
I don't know if...
I loved you in Cabin in the Woods.
I don't know if...
That's right, she was.
That was awesome, by the way. I don't know if the other one that I'm excited about is public news yet. I don't remember if you had announced it publicly. So.
Was it Fear Factory?
No. It's not. It's about a cartoon character. Yeah. Is that public news yet?
Yes, he is announced.
So, Steven Universe.
What's his real name?
I don't even know.
Steven Universe is going to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the voice actor?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Is it a kid or a guy?
It's a kid.
I figured it was a kid.
Zach Callison, that's his name.
That's really cool. I didn't know he was going to come there.
We just announced the voice actors from Frozen, the two girls, played young Anna and young Elsa.
The lady that sings Let It Go?
No.
The kid versions of them.
Oh. Let It Go. Just Let It Go.
I try to.
That's where my hate of Disney comes in again. The damn song.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I do not.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Frozen's destroying everything.
including the parks Infinity. And Disney Infinity
in the parks for sure.
Just blame them for everything.
I'm really looking forward to seeing and talking to Fear Factory again. Who else is exciting for me? Ming will be cool to hang out with again.
Oh yeah, I had fun hanging out with him last time.
Ric Flair? Woo! No,
no, not
you
really.
Ric Flair guy?
No. It would be fun to see the Doomsday Wrestling guys.
Yeah.
They actually are a fun show to see if you're ever here in Houston. Who else? Young Indiana Jones himself.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
That's right.
Powder.
I went to high school sort of with him.
Sort of?
He graduated the year I started.
Oh.
At Dulles, yeah.
So he was a senior when you were a freshman?
Yes.
Okay. That's instead of saying he graduated when I started, you could have just said he was a senior when I was a freshman.
Same difference, isn't it?
Not really.
What about Kate Beckinsale?
Don't really care.
What about Tara Reid?
Definitely don't care about Tara Reid. I would love to just hang out with Kate Beckinsale, but I know she's married. So it's...
There's a lot of people I actually want to just interview there.
Oh, really?
Like, see Robert Cargill. He was one of the co-writers on the Doctor Strange movie.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. How did they all pull that one guy? But he was like one of the other writers. Like, there's like two or three writers on
it. He's been to Comic Blues a few times before. He's an author that comes a lot.
Right. And he wrote like another thing that I was like, eh, okay. He's obviously wasn't the best one of the bunch.
I am not going there. We're looking at the Lenny James from Walking Dead.
I like him a lot.
Who's that?
Morgan.
Oh, the black dude.
Morgan.
The black dude.
Morgan.
One of them.
Is there another black dude on the Walking?
The current one, I think you.
No. They're still the preacher is still alive.
Oh, well, I don't fucking care about that guy anymore. I don't care about the show anymore.
What about your friend?
I liked him in Snatch. He was hilarious in Snatch.
That's why I like him, is from Snatch.
Yeah.
He's great in that movie.
Yeah, he's hilarious in Snatch.
Isn't he also, was he the barkeeper in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Possibly.
I think he was.
I have to see it again. It's been a while.
It's funny. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Comic Blues. Not because I'm just going to be working it, but there's a lot of cool guests that I want to talk to. Nick Menza, one of my drum idols. I am going to talk his fucking ear off.
I have a feeling. It sounded like you were going to say something else, but okay.
What about Alan Oppenheimer?
Who?
Is that Skeletor?
That is Skeletor, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Justin's really excited about that. Yeah. It's me, Skeletor.
He's Merman, too.
Yeah, he also does Merman.
So Miguel from Comico Podcast is going to interview Merman as Merman.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I want to be there for that.
It's going
to
be a Merman off.
Mermaider.
Mermaider. Mermaider, possibly, yeah.
That's right. So if you want to get your tickets to Comic Palooza, go to comicpalooza.com. Available now. It's June 17th through 19th at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas. I'm excited for it.
I never heard of that place. Where is that?
Houston?
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 Austin. That's how they say it in New York.
Austin?
Austin Street.
Austin?
You didn't know that?
No.
If you go up to the New York area and there's a street called Houston, right? And when I was up there, I was like, hey, we're looking for Houston Street. They're like, wait, what's that? I'm like, Houston. They're like,
Houston.
You mean Austin? I'm like, no, there's an H in it. Houston.
Austin.
Austin Street. No, it's not Austin.
All right. My folks are actually up there right now.
Are they?
And I told my mom that before they left. I was like, this is my... I've never been, but this is my one tip that I can tell you. She was like,
Don't eat hot dogs off the street.
That's a rule for life.
Don't eat killer Nazi bratwurst off the street either.
Right.
And if you see gum...
Don't Please, chew it.
Don't
That's
chew
not free candy.
That's not free candy. What movie was that from?
Elf.
Elf, right. There you go.
All right. So I think we're going to wrap it up in that moment because somebody's itching to go pick up their copy of Doom.
Doom. Yep.
So social media time?
Sure.
Let's do it.
You can find us all on social medias for Metal Geeks at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Metal Geeks.
That's right. And you can find us on our website at metalgeeks.net.
And you can subscribe to our...
Hey, shut up in there.
Snarf's really excited about us talking about social media. And then you can also subscribe to our show at iTunes, at Metal Geeks. Go in there, leave a review, listen to us, share us, say good things or bad things. Tell us what you want to know. Tell us what you want to change.
We're also now on Spreaker, and we're also on Google.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. Google is supporting podcasts now, and you can find us there.
Next step, Spotify.
When they become live, we will be on Spotify, I hope.
What?
Spotify. I listen to you every day.
They have a Spotify podcast section.
Do they now?
Yeah.
If we're not on there, do they really?
They do.
Do they really?
They do.
Don't have to pull it up in your phone. I trust you.
Okay.
But we're not there, so it doesn't really matter.
All right.
Where can they find you guys on the internet?
Right now, all my social media has been about my comic book, so you might as well just go to my comic book stuff. You can find us at Facebook at Gray Bear Comics. That's G-R-A-Y. And we're also on Instagram and Twitter as Gray Bear Comics, which is G-R-A-Y Bear Comics.
And Dave?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Red Viking Dave. And you can find my projects on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. One is Geekazoid. That's going to be I Love Geekazoid. and Haxon, which is going to be at Haxon Arts. You can see some of the artwork and products and stuff that I like to make.
You got to say it more like devilish, like Haxon.
It's not brutal enough. I'm sorry, dude.
Okay.
You say, okay.
Haxon.
Of course, you can find our sponsor at tweakedaudio.com. Put in the code MetalGeeks and you will save 33% off your order with free shipping and a free lifetime guarantee.
33%!
And go to comicpalooza.com and check out all the guests that are going to be there in Houston and all the other cool podcasts that make up the podcasting program from Comic Palooza. And let's talk about the other places you can find us. Do you remember all these?
The ESO Network.
The ESO Network, because you've been on it.
Pod Bros.
You remember. Pod Bros, that's right.
Help me out here, Dave.
Nerdbong.
There
Nerdbong.
You go, Nerdbong.
Yes.
Some other stuff, yes.
Oldness.com.
I know those guys.
The Metal Houston Onslaught. Nerdcasting Collective.
Yep, them too.
Metal Onslaught Radio, which we are on...
Thursdays, I believe, or Wednesdays.
Tuesday nights.
Oh, we moved.
Or Thursdays is MSRK.
Oh, I have them backwards. My bad. Tuesdays.
Download the app on your phone. Listen to us whenever you want.
Yeah.
Whenever we're played.
Put us in your ear holes.
That's right.
While we fiddle around in your brain.
And also the Blast Syndicate, which is a really cool collection of heavy metal-based podcasts.
Blast.
That's it for now.
And as always...
I've been Carrie the Metal Geek.
There you go. You were taking too long to get there. I was trying to help you.
Sorry. I had to say it was a question, too.
I'm Carrie Gordon?
Carrie the Metal Geek? Maybe.
Yeah, you might be. I don't know.
Who are you?
I'm George motherfucking Tripsis.
Is that how it is now?
Yeah. Since I don't have a nickname, that's what it's going to be.
That's your new nickname.
George motherfucking Tripsis?
No, George, no nickname.
Shut up. It's motherfucking Tripsis.
And who else?
Brutal Dave.
Boom.
Yep.
Question? No, it's Brutal Dave.
Brutal Dave.
And as always, we have one last thing we have to say.
Keep it metal.
And keep it geeky.
That's right.
Always. And go see Civil War.
Burrito's done. Enjoy your burrito.
Chimichangas, motherfuckers.
We're in trouble.
Doom on, my friends. Doom on.
He's itching, man. His thumbs are itching.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.